The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Indian Institute of Technology, Dharwar, located at its permanent campus in Dharwar, Karnataka, invites applications from eligible Indian nationals for administrative and engineering positions on a direct recruitment basis. The vacancies include one post of junior assistant and one post of junior engineer, both under the OBC-NCL category. The junior assistant position is in pay level 3, while the junior engineer post is in pay level 6 as per the 7th CPC. Interested candidates can access the detailed advertisement and online application form on the Institute's website. The last date to submit the applications is 16th May 2025. For more information, kindly go on to https://www.iitdh.ac.in/announcement. Sainik School Tilaiya, a fully residential institution under the Ministry of Defence, invites applications for multiple contractual positions for a period of 1 year. The available posts include TGT, Social Science 1 post for OBC, TGT General Science Physics 1 post for OBC, TGT Mathematics 2 posts, 1 SC and 1 unreserved, Counselor 1 post unreserved, Bandmaster 1 post unreserved, and Ward Boy 1 post unreserved. Essential qualifications include relevant graduate or postgraduate degrees with B.Ed., C.T.E.T. for TGTs and other specified criteria such as experience, and age limits are between 21 to 35 years for academic post, 18 to 50 years for others, and subject combinations. Remuneration ranges from 19,900 to 44,900 per month depending on the post. Eligible and interested candidates must download the application form from www.sainikschooltilaiya.org. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, New Delhi, invites online applications for the engagement of young professionals to legal at ICMR headquarters. There are two positions available and the last date for submission is 9th May 2025. Candidates are advised to read the eligibility criteria and general conditions available on the official ICMR website. Kindly refer to www.icmr.nic.in. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for one post of Assistant Director, Programming in the National Commission for Scheduled Tribes, NCST, on deputation basis. The position is based at the NCST headquarters in New Delhi and is offered in pay level 10 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible officers from central, state governments, union territories, statutory autonomous bodies, PSUs, recognized universities, or research institutions may apply. The maximum age limit is 56 years as of the closing date of applications. Applications should be submitted both via email to shivanandan.b@gov.in or to dheerajc.ray@nic.in. The last date for receipt of applications is 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For details, kindly visit the website, that is at https://tribal.nic.in. The Indian Institute of Management, Trichinopoly, invites online applications from eligible candidates for faculty positions including Professor, Associate Professor, Assistant Professor Grade 1 and Assistant Professor Grade 3 in various fields of management. The last date for submission of online applications is 20th May 2025. Detailed information regarding qualifications, experience and terms and conditions is available on the Institute's website. Kindly refer to the website, that is at https://www.iimtrichy.ac.in/careers. The Ordnance Factory Nalanda, Rajgir, Bihar, are unit of Munitions India Limited. Under the Ministry of Defence, Government of India invites offline applications for the tenure-based engagement of 30 danger building workers, chemical process workers. The post carries a pay scale of 19,900 plus DA, HRA and other allowances as per the government norms. Interested candidates can download the application format and advertisement from the website. The last date for submission of applications is 21 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Kindly refer to the website for details, that is at www.munitionsindia.in. The Saha Institute of Nuclear Physics, SNIP, Kolkata, an autonomous research institute under the Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, invites applications for faculty positions through direct recruitment. The last date and time for receipt of applications is 16th June 2025. Interested candidates should visit the institute's website at www.saha.ac.in. Ram Lal Anand College, University of Delhi, invites online applications for the position of Junior Research Fellow and Office Assistant under the research project titled Development of Sustainable Geotourism and Global Geopark for Livelihood Generation in Pithorgarh and neighboring districts of Kumaon Himalayas. Funded by NMHS, MOEF and CC Government of India. One post each is available for JRF and OA. The last date for submission of applications is 15 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. For complete details, candidates are advised to visit the college website, that is at http://www.rlacollege.edu.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Finance, Department of Revenue, Office of the Commissioner of Customs, Pune, has issued a recruitment notification for Group C non-gazetted, non-ministerial position in the Customs Marine Wing. Medically fit, eligible Indian nationals can apply for the post of tradesmen, seamen and greasers with a total of 14 vacancies. The age limit for all posts is 18 to 25 years, with age relaxations applicable for central government employees, ex-servicemen, OBC, SC and ST categories as per rules. The duly filled applications must be submitted to the Additional Commissioner of Customs by post on or before 10th June 2025. The detailed notification and application format can be downloaded from www.cbic.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.